7 and text 22. Please repeat after me.
Kshatram kasaya vidhano bhitam mahatma. Kshatram kasaya vidhino bhitam mahatma. Brahma drug ujhit patham narkati lipshu. Brahma drug pat ujhit patham narkati lipshu. Udhanti asau avanikantakam. Udhanti asa avani kantakam ugravirya.
Tipta trihasapt kritva urdhara parasvadhena.
Trihasapt kritva urdhara parasvena. Chatram chahaya vidhano pritam.
Mother, yes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. What word meaning? Chhatram, the royal order, kashaya, for the sake of diminishing, vidhina, by destination, upabhritam, increase in proportion, mahatma, the Lord in the form of the great sage Parasuram. Dharma Druka, the ultimate truth in Brahman. Ujjhit Patham, those who have given up the path of absolute truth. Narkati Lipsu, desirous to suffer pain in hell. Udhanti, excat, aso, all those, avanikandakam, thorn of the world, ugravirya, awfully powerful. Three saptaha, thrice seven times, kritva, perform, urudhara, bears off, paraswadhena, by the great chopper. Translation. When the ruling administrator, who are known as the Kshatriya, turn stray from the path of absolute truth, being desirous to suffer in hell, the Lord, in his incarnation as the sage Parasuram, uprooted those unwanted kings who appear as the thorn of the earth. Thus, he thrice seven times uprooted the Kshatriya with his keenly sharp chopper. Purport. The Kshatriya, the ruling administrator of any part of the universe, either on this planet or other planet, are factually the representative of the Almighty Personality of Godhead, and they are meant to lead the subject toward the path of God realization. Every state and its administrator, regardless of the nature of administration, monarchy and democracy, oligarchy, or this dictatorship and autocracy, have the prime responsibility to lead the citizen to the God realization. This is essential from the all human beings. This is essential for all human beings, and it is the duty of the father, the spiritual master, and ultimate the state to take up the responsibility of leading the citizen toward this end. The whole creation of the material existence is made for this purpose, just to give a chance to the fallen soul who rebelled against the will of the Supreme Father and thus became conditioned by the material nature. The force of material nature gradually lead one to the hellish condition of perpetual pain and miseries. Those going against the prescribed rules and regulations of the conditioned life and call Brahmot Jihit path, the person going against the path of absolute truth, and they are liable to be punished. Lal Parasuram, the incarnation of the personality of Godhead, appeared in the such a state of worldly affair and killed all the miscreant king 21 times. Many Kshatriya king fled from the India to other part of the world at that time, and according to the authority of the Mahabharata, the king of the Egypt originally migrated from the India because of the Parasuram's program of chastisement. The king or administrator are similarly chastised in all circumstances whenever they become godless, the plan of godless civilization. That is the order of Almighty. Hare Krishna. So welcome to all the devotees on the morning Srimad Bhagavatam class on Thursday. The chapter is called Scheduled Incarnation. This second canto describing different avatars of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And each and every incarnation had a specific reason to appear in this material world, coming to in this material world, particularly each and every avatars. And Srimad Bhagavatam explained there is six types of avatars. Many, many avatars. Srimad Prabhupada writes in many purport. The avatar is like waves coming in the ocean. So we can see and go to the seashore and see the waves. Multiple waves coming again and again and again. Avatar is like. But for our understanding, there is six type of avatar. There is first avatar is called Purusha avatar. The Purusha avatar, and Bhagavatam first canto explain how
Krishna appearing as Purusha Avatar is called Karanodak Sai Vishnu. In the form of the Karanodak Sai Vishnu, he appear, and Karanodak Sai Vishnu lie down on the causal ocean. This is first. Second Purusha Avatar is Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. And Garbhodak Sai Vishnu lie down on the universal ocean called Garbhodak Sagar. And there is third avatar called Chirodak Sai Vishnu. And Chirodak Sai Vishnu lie down on milk ocean. Dudhka Sagar. He lie down on the milk ocean. And if there is any difficulty in the material world, demigod, headed by Lord Brahma, goes to Sir Sagar and prays Chirodak Sai Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Vishnu, to protect us. This is the one type of called Purusha Avatar. There is another is called Leela Avatar. The Leela Avatar is explained different, is just Kurma Avatar, Vara Avatar, like this. Many Avatar come in category of the Leela Avatar. That third is Guna Avatar. Guna Avatar. We understand from Bhagavad Gita, there are three Gunas. Satoguna, Rajoguna and Tamoguna. For the creation and maintenance and destruction, the Lord appear in, took the avatar in three gunas. For creation, he took form of the Brahma as the, for the creation, Rajoguna avatar, and for the maintenance, he took the form of Vishnu, Sattvaguna, to maintain the universe, and for the bind up all things, destruction, he is good, take the Tamoguna avatar as Lord Shiva. That is explained in the Bhagavatam. This is called Guna Avatar. There is Manvantar Avatar. Just like we have our life span is 100 years. Similarly, demigod have life span at 12,000 years, and Brahma has life span of 100 years. And Brahma's one day calculated, Srimad Bhagavatam mentioned, and Bhagavad Gita also mentioned it, Krishna explained to Arjuna, the Brahma's one day equal to 1,000 cycle of Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga and Kaliyuga. Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga and Kaliyuga is called one cycle. And 100 cycle is called Brahmasa one day. 1,000 cycle called Brahmas one day. And Brahmas one day, 14 Manu comes. The 14 Manus come and rule the whole universe. And each and every Manu's reason in their rulings, Krishna appear as a Manvantara avatar. They call Manvantara avatar. There is 14 Manus and Krishna appear in 14 different varieties of avatar. That is called Manvantara avatar. And fifth is Yuga avatar. And Yuga avatar is every Yuga, Satyuga is a different avatar. For special for the, that Yuga, the Yuga avatar, the Satyuga is different. Treta Yuga is different, and Dwapar is different, and Kali Yuga is different. But some people say Krishna take avatar only three avatars, only three Yugi, not the four Yugi. That conversation happened in the Savambhava Bhattacharya and Gopinath Acharya, and Gopinath Acharya explained how Krishna appeared in three Yuga, Satyuga, Treta Yuga and Dwapar Yuga, and also Krishna appear as a Yuga avatar as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya deny that Krishna is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Supreme Personality of Godhead. And after few days later, he realized that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, established by Shastra and Gopinath Acharya. In this way, this is Yuga Avatar, the different Yuga. And sixth, it is Satyavesh Avatar. Satyavesh. Hindu Prime Minister thinks this person is very, very qualified to do the particular job. He gave the full power. He blessed, he gave him the full power. Go and do the particular job, whatever you want. Similarly, Krishna wants to do the particular job and he empowers the particular living entity, give the power, full power. And that is called Satyavesh Avatar. Sakti, the Hindi means Sakti ka avesh kar diya. He gave full potency, his energy, Sakti. That called Satyavesh Avatar. And there is different types of Satyavesh Avatar, just like Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva appear to write the Shastra, protect the Shastra, keep in written form, and therefore he write the Puranas, Itihasas, Mahabharatas, and Vedas, Upavedas, Upanishads. Because without the empowerment of Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Jiva cannot do anything. Therefore, he called Satyavesh Avatar. Similarly, Parushuram also appear as Satyavesh Avatar. This is called Satyavesh. This is the sixth type of avatar. So, how can Jiva understand this type avatar as the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How can we understand that this is Bhagavan, this is the normal Jiva? How can we understand that? Therefore, long back, 20-25 years back, one serial, TV serial came, and display that serial, the king, in sitting in his court, and minister and few citizens were there, and king asked the question, few questions to the minister and citizen, and said, please give the proper answer. If you are not able to give the proper answer, I will demolish all the Vishnu temple in this country. No Vishnu worship in the country. The minister was shocked, everyone was shocked. What to do now? Who will explain, who will give the answer to his question to satisfy the king? Proper answer. If the king not satisfied, he is going to demolish the temple. And all of them just was diloma, and then the minister's daughter got up and he came forward to king. O king, I am ready to give your questions answer. And father minister saw, nobody in here, so many learned brahmana is sitting and everyone is silent. They are not able to think about how, what question Krishna will, king will ask, and how to reply the answer, give the proper answer. And here a small girl and raising his hand and saying, I will answer the question. And there was no option. And everyone said, okay. And girl said, my dear king, please ask the question. What is your question? And king said, how to see God. Hum God ko kaise dekhte? How to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because Krishna appear in the form of the human as the Krishna, Ram, Parashuram. How we can understand that this form is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Roaming among us is the Supreme Lord, the being, the human being. And the girl asked the king, can you bring little milk for me? Everyone surprised, what is this? Here is the question and then here are going to drink the milk. The king then said, okay. King ordered his servant, please bring the milk. And girl took the milk, went to king and asked the king, oh king, what is this? He said, milk. Can you see anything other than milk? The king says, no. Ask the court person who is sitting there, the brahmanas, other. No, we are seeing only milk. But girl says, I am seeing milk, I am seeing as a curd, I am seeing butter, I am seeing as ghee also. In this way, girl explained the Supreme Personality, or the king. Oh king, as when I brought the milk, you see only the king. When the Supreme Personality God had appeared as the human being, the simple person cannot understand this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead appearing. They require something to churn out, learn from Vedas, learn from the expert person. Then we can know this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The girl explained many ways to. Then girl said, bring out the sugar cane. What can you see? But the same example, the 2-3 ways. And king was fully satisfied. Yes. Now I can understand. We cannot see our naked eyes, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is required certain process, certain meditation. Then we can understand this is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And mentioned by the Shastra also. The sadhu, guru and sastra explain how to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now king was satisfied. This king asked second question. What does God do for our livelihood? We go to the office, earn the money and do the same. So many things. But what God does do? And then young girl explained to her, ask the king, if you want to answer of this question, please come down from your simhasan, your asan, your throne. So king, if king wants the answer, he have to go down. King came down from his throne and girl, with the permission of the king, went to the throne and sit down on the throne. Everyone surprised. What is happening here? Then girl explained. Just like you are on throne, but you brought down by me on throne, and I am now sitting on the throne. Same way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead bring down those miscreant, those bad king from their simhasan and putting the right person, proper person, good people and that simhasan. That is the work, that is the duty of Supreme Personality of God. Bhagwan ek kaam karta hai. Bure logo ko utar ke simhasan se naye logo ko, acche logo ko wahan par bithata hai. That is the duty. In this way, explain. Now, here is Parashuram appearing in the Bhrigu dynasty, and his father's name was Jamdagni Rishi. And Prabhupada explained beautifully about Jamdagni Rishi in the 9th canto, chapter 15 and 16. And he, 9th canto mentioned how Jamdagni Rishi living on the bank of river Saraswati with his good wife Renuka and his children, 5 children, including Parusuram. And so one time, these 5 children are away from home, and there was one king in that kingdom nearby. Bhagavatam mentioned Sahasrabahu Kartavirya Arjun. The Sahasrabahu Kartavirya Arjun was the great powerful king ruling the earth. And one time he was just sporting, for hunting, went to the forest, and after many, many hours hunting, he was the fatigue, he wanted food with his soldier, minister, everyone. I was not able to find something food. They were searching someone to give some food, and they approaches, they find the hut in bank of river, and they approaches there, and they find Jamdagni Rishi was there, and they approaches, please give some food and water. And Jamdagni Rishi has a cow named Kamdhenu. And by the miracle of Kamdhenu cow, Jamdagni Rishi satisfied king, minister and all his soldier, fully satisfied. And the king Sahasrabahu Kartavirya Arjun saw how simple Rishi have one cow, Kamdhenu, and that Kamdhenu cow, he is fulfilling all desire and making high feet to us. And in this way thinking, that king start thinking, this is Jamdagni's cow, but if Jamdagni comes under my jurisdiction, therefore the cow belong to king. And he asks, please give the cow. Jamdagni said, this is the cow. This is my only wealth. This is my only wealth which I can perform the yajna and make the Lord Vishnu happy. This is the wealth of the sadhu. Cow is the wealth of the sadhus, and sadhu perform the yajna for all living beings, not for their satisfaction, but welfare of the all living entity. How can we understand the one cow is doing welfare activity for the all humans, all living entity, not the human, but all the living entities? Because cow give the milk, butter, ghee, and ghee used to perform the yajna, and yajna, Bhagavad Gita says, the satisfaction of the Lord Vishnu. Therefore, third canto, Bhagavad Gita, third chapter explained, the Krishna explaining to Arjuna, yajyarthat karmano anyatra loka ayam karma bandhana. Work done as the sacrifice for the Vishnu to be performed, otherwise that work causes bondage. Any work, any sacrifice only for Vishnu, otherwise that living entity is going to bound by the miserable ropes in the material world. Again explain, say yajna praja srishtva puro vacha prajapati. So Krishna saying, to explain, the man and demigod, along with the sacrifice for the Vishnu, and Vishnu Krishna bless them by saying, be thou happy by this yajna. A yajna karo aur khush raho. The Krishna bless, be thou happy and by this yajna. And again, Further, Krishna has explained how the yajna is helping for the all living entities. So Krishna is saying, annad bhavanti bhutani, parjanyat ansambhava, yajnyat bhavati parjanyo, yajna karma samadbhava. So annad bhavanti bhutani, every living entity, not the human being, not the animal, any standing living entity, the jiva, need, what we need? Food. Khane ke liye kuch to chahiye na. We need food grain. We need food grain. Or a fruit. And that food grain need pani. That food grain need water to grow. If there is no water, what we will eat? That grain grow in water. Rice, wheat and so many varieties, pulses are growing. There is no water. How will we good to survive? Even animal survive on that wheat and grass. So, living entity need food. For growing food, we need water. For water, we need sacrifice. Because when sages performing the sacrifice, demigod who hold the position, Indra, became pleased and he gave in the form of water. He gave the water in the form of the rain. And for performing yajna, we have prescribed duties. According to our duty, we have to perform yajna. Therefore, Krishna explains, evam parivartatam chakram nan varteetiya. My dear Arjuna, one who does not follow the human cycle of sacrifice, such establishment by the Vedas, suddenly lead to life of full of sin. If people are not following whatever established by Vedas, Krishna is saying their life is full of sin. This is explaining Krishna how the sacrifice is very, very important in our life. For just livelihood, we have to do. Therefore, we are grateful, we should be very, very grateful to our sages who is performing yajnas every day. So, the cycle is maintained. Therefore, when the Kamsa, when the Devaki and Vasudeva's marriage happened and putting them on chariot and Kamsa is drawing the chariot, and then Akashvari happened. His eighth son going to kill you. The Kamsa came into his house, his mahal, and his next morning his announced to every minister, please come, the court, we have to discuss something. And that is his followers, all the followers came on the court and Kamsa explained everything, what happened yesterday. Please advise what to do. And all in one voice, all the followers was Putana, Chalur, Mushtik, Akasur, Bakasur, they were there. And they all advise in one voice, please start killing the Vaishnavas and Brahmanas. Kill the Brahmanas, kill the cows. See, the Garga Saminda explained very details. They hold court by advice to kill the cows and kill the Brahmanas. And Samhita Gargamuni explained why the killing the cow and Brahmana. The killing of cow and Brahmana, because the cow give the milk to produce ghee, butter, which is used by the sacrifice, homa, which means we are going to continue this cycle, annad bhavanti bhutani. Every living being will be happy. But demoniac tendency, demoniac people, they first cut down the the cycle of annad bhavanti bhutani just cut down. They want themselves. They don't want all the living entity will be should happy. They want themselves be happy only. Therefore, they explain to Kamsa, please kill the cows and give them farman nikal diya, gay ko maro, brahmano ko maro, bas. Because these two are the very, very powerful. So pleasing the Vishnu, I'm making the whole cycle continue. And here also, we can see same thing happen. When they saw the Kamdhenu is producing everything, giving everything, the Sahasrabhavakar Arjuna thought, let bring the cows to our kingdom. And they forcefully, their soldiers, Sahasrabhava's soldiers, took the Kamdhenu cow to his kingdom, Mahismati. His kingdom name was Mahismati. Now, so many movies are coming about that. Mahismati king. Actually, this is mentioned in our Mahabharata and Vedas. They took the cow and went. And after the five sons came, Parushuram came and saw the whole family, mother and father, unhappy. And there was no cow. They inquired. And Parushuram, the Lord Parushuram became so angry. How then this king can do with simple face who's going to perform the yajna? And Parushuram became angry, took out his parsu, dhanush, bow and arrow, alone went to the Mahismati. And when the Sahasrabhav saw the Parushuram coming with anger, he sent 17 Akshavani Sena troops. We heard Mahabharata, 18 Akshavani. 18 days fight was happened. Here, 17 Akshavani sent by the Sahasrabhav, Parashuram, Lord Parashuram, alone kill everyone in moment. And cut down, Sahasrabhava means King Kartavirya Arjuna had 1,000 arms. And he was fighting with 500 bow, 1,000 arrows simultaneously one time. But here this empowered, he the avatar, supreme personality, or who can defeat him? He the guru of Bhishma, Drona. He the powerful incarnation of supreme personality. And Lord Parushuram just cut down his bow and arrow, cut down his arm, cut down his head, and bring back the cow in the kingdom. When the cow came into the kingdom, Jamdagni Rishi says, this is not of the quality of the Brahmana. The foremost quality of the Brahmana is to forgive. There was not great offense. We can manage different cow. But you show your anger, now you perform atonement. Prayaschit. Abhi prayaschit karo. Then he, father, ordered him, please go and perform prayaschit, atonement. And whole year, Lord Parashuram, just roaming on planet, different pilgrimages, taking bath in different rivers, lake, ponds, doing sacrifice, chanting mantra to please Lord. In this way, after 1 year, he came. And he was just living happily with the family. And one day, 4-5 brothers again went out for different work. And morning, that was morning time, no sun. And Jamdagni Rishi just start fire sacrifice. And he, while doing fire sacrifice, he's just meditating as Supreme Personality of Godhead, praying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And same time, son of the Sahasrabahu, Kartavirya Arjun, they came. 1,000 sun just came. The hermitage of the Jamdagni Rishi. And seeing the opportunity, they heard there is no Parashuram, no other son. That seeing the opportunity, they came there and they cut the head of Jamdagni Rishi. and went back. When they came out, cut down the head of Jamdagni, received Mother Renuka just crying. Oh Rama, oh Ram, oh Ram, where are you, oh Ram? He's crying. And hearing the loud voice of the mother, many mile long, Lord Parushuram just coming, running, became, and saw what happened. He again became very angry, took his bow and arrow and pursue, went to the Maheshmati, killed all the son of the Sahasrabahu, and he just in same mode, just in angry, he just traveled all the planet, cutting the head down that bad king who is the ruling, the not protecting the citizen, he is just cutting down the head of that type of king. Not one time, two times, 21 times. Therefore, Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, many kings fled from Bharatvarsh, taking shelter of the forest in the different areas in this way. After 21, he killed and he came back and he just saw his father lying down and put his head on neck, keep the body and kushagras, took the bath and performed the yajna and prayed the Supreme Personality of everyone, his personality of Godhead, and bring back life. So Jamdagni received brought life as it is remembrance. Kuch bhule nahi, jaisa tha waisa hi jinda kar diya. And Prabhupada write in purport, Jamdagni received one of the seven stars, seven sages and universe. And in this way, after killing 21 times, Lord Parushuram gave the whole world to the Brahmanas and he went to Prayaschit again and performing Tapasyan Mahendra Parvat. So, this is the purpose of Parushuram, to bring down the all those kings who is not ruling proper, not giving protection to the citizen, not making citizen happy, and not performing sacrifice in their kingdom. In this way, this is the avatar of Parushuram, and I will stop here. Thank you very much. Garantra Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.
हनी जैसा आ रहा
है हम लोग हिंदी वाले लोग हैं।